What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the For the Good podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Our mission is to reach the next generation by encouraging you using God's word.
We cover topics like Christian dating. God does not want someone to come to him because of a person.
Finding your godly spouse. That's how God works in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Following God's will for your life.
We think that we should be omniscient with God. And staying close to God when the world tempts you. Or it can be worshiping the right God in the wrong way. Romans 8:28 says,
"And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
This podcast is for God's good and to grow his kingdom.
Our prayer is that this ministry provides you with a healthy Christian community that you can be a part of.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the For the Good podcast.
Yep, and today I'm going to be slamming my wife.
Okay.
With questions.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes, yeah, so.
These are going to be really good questions. Thank you all for watching last week's.
Yeah, hopefully you guys all watched last week's. If you didn't, go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I got to ask Asher a bunch of questions.
Yes.
And this is going to be part two, where he asks me questions.
Yes. And for updates, one-on-one fitness coaching, Michelle and I still accepting clients.
Mm-hmm.
Applications in description down below. If y'all want to work with us, there you go. Only plug in the episode. There we go. Okay, let's get crack-a-lacking.
We're diving right in.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
And I just want to, same disclaimer as last episode if you didn't see it. These are opinions. Please do not take them to heart or get your feelings hurt. If your feelings do get hurt, maybe see if that's an area where Jesus is trying to refine you in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is just going to be my opinion.
Yeah.
So.
Because these are very honest questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we starting easy?
I am so excited to ask these questions because I'm genuinely curious about most of these.
Okay.
Like, it feels like your questions that you asked me, you probably knew the answer for a lot of them. I don't know any of these.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, I may know one.
Okay. I feel like you could probably guess.
I could probably guess.
Yeah. That's what I did. I guessed until you answered it.
Okay. Yeah. So, first question. Do women have a list of men they want to date in their church? Did you ever have that list yourself?
I didn't ask you personal. You're asking this, personal.
Well,
you did go off of your experience.
Yeah.
A list of guys.
Yeah. I don't know. When you were at church, did you rank guys? Like, oh, it'd be fun to get to know him or, you know, whatever.
I don't know about ranking.
Ranking or list that.
Are girls very aware of the options in church? Yes.
Okay.
Very aware. In fact, I think a lot of girls go to certain churches because of certain people.
Oh, wow.
Or to meet certain people.
Really?
I think this goes both ways sometimes.
Okay.
That's what happened to me. Not me going to a church because of somebody that was going there, but someone came to my church because I was going there.
Really?
Yes. But yeah, I do think that they're very aware of the options, especially if you're in young adults, because you're with a group of people that are all your age and going through the same things. I wouldn't say that I had a list, but I would say like when I started, because I started going to the young adults group at my hometown church right after I gave my life to Jesus, because I was like, I need to be plugged in somewhere. I need to meet new people. I was in a bubble. And right off the get-go, it was like, oh, okay, this is a totally new audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was so used to being on, like, especially in college. Like, well, I went from my college relationship right into another one. So I really didn't have like any time to like search for relationships. But before my college relationships, it was like dating apps or like people that I knew. And it was very just like lonely searching. Like I will admit I was a loner and I was like, I want to be in a relationship with someone. I was a relationship girl. Like I hated being single.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't say that I had a list per se, But when I started going to the young adults group, it was like, oh, wow, this is like all new. Mm-hmm. Like these guys are actually pursuing the Lord. So you think right off the bat, right? Because they're going to church. You just assume that.
Uh-huh.
And after you have conversations with them, you can tell where their heart is. But yeah, I definitely would say that like I was like aware of who was in my group and like who would be an option and who would be like a friend, you know, like I actually met Luke right away and I knew instantly that we would just be friends. Mm. Like I knew that I was never going to be interested in him. Yeah, I would say that I was definitely aware of like who was going and who I would want to like either get to know, go on a date with, or which I did.
So you think it's a good thing that girls do that?
What? That. Like being aware?
Yeah, having a list. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's healthy to be aware. I don't think it's healthy to idolize. Mm-hmm. So like it's not one of those things where it's like I'm only going to go to young adults tonight because I want to talk to so and so.
Exactly. You know,
like yeah, I don't think that that's healthy at all. I do think it's healthy to be aware of what's going on cuz you don't want to be in the dark. Like the guy that asked me on a date that I went on a date with, like it was very obvious that we were like trying to get to know each other. And if I would have been oblivious and he would have came up and said, hey, can I take you on a date sometime? I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. You know, like it was just, I was very aware of what was going on. So was he. We went on a date. It didn't work out. Wasn't a fan. Yeah, you're like,
whoa, this is church.
Yeah. You know, but like, I do think it's healthy to be aware of options. And maybe it's not only for your sake, but for your friend's sake, right? Mm-hmm. So like you're talking to someone, you're like, not really a fan. Flags are going up. You're using your discernment. And then your friend comes to the same group. This happened to me. And is like, oh, I'm kind of, you know, interested. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Just so you know, like this is the discernment that I got. Don't know if you're going to get the same one. You know, I think awareness is very, very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely don't go to church to find men, please.
Yeah.
Or men, don't go to church to find a woman.
Yeah.
Go to church to find God. Once you find God, then you can find someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first step.
That's a great question. Okay. Okay. This is a loaded question.
Okay.
All right. Trying to help. I'm trying to free some people.
Just so you guys know, Asher likes to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Trying to free some people
here.
Because
he never gets uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm trying to free some people here.
Okay.
So the first part of this question is, are women as addicted to porn as men?
Okay.
Second part of that is, why are women more ashamed to admit that they lust after the opposite sex?
Like, why are we scared to admit that we lust after men?
Yes.
And guys are over here like, oh, I struggle with this.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. So to answer the first question, I wouldn't say they're as addicted, but I definitely would say it's up there.
Yeah.
And it goes untalked about a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, Janine Amapola, I haven't watched the episode, but I know that she struggled with it and she's openly talked about it. And she just went on Sadie Robertson's podcast and the title was porn addiction and something else. And she's openly talking about like something that she struggled with.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for women to talk about because we all have access to the same stuff.
Yeah.
And we're all lonely in our life.
Yeah.
And I do think that men, it's like way more obvious.
Yeah.
Because it's like their sex drive is higher.
Yeah. It's like they have higher tests. They have. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, why don't women talk about like their.
Yeah.
Like they're lonely too.
Yeah. We have, especially when you're intimate with someone and then you take that away and you're just alone. Like it's not so much that you're like. It's not really a hormone thing. It's like I need to feel something. It's kind of like a drug. That's why like men watch porn, get off, and then they're on this high that a drug would cause.
Yeah.
It's literally in your brain. Mm-hmm. Like it, the same thing with alcohol, right? Yeah. You get really drunk and you're on like this, your brain is going through it and you're feeling all these things. And the second it's taken away from you, you're like, I need that feeling again. And I definitely, yeah, women struggle all the time. I think women would be lying if they've said that they've never watched it or even struggled with it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I truly do. And I think that's why I value Janine so much, because hers was like in depth.
Yeah.
And she's so open about it.
Yeah.
And talking about like what it did to her and how she got free from it and how it may not be, I don't want to say normalized, because I don't want to bring women down, but like in a way it seems normalized for men. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because they're so open about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like it's normalized for women to struggle with gossip, right? Because yeah. we all talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm struggling with this. But I feel like that's something that is so associated with men that it makes women feel shameful to admit it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think okay. that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
So to go on that point, do you think that like masturbation is on the same level as men too?
Oh, yeah. I do.
And I think, same thing, like women just don't admit it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
Because I'm going to be honest, before Michelle and I got together... Seriously, I didn't think women mm-hmm. masturbated or watched porn at all.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle told me everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a complete shock to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, a part of me was like, my heart was like grieving for women, because it's like they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
They're like, they're kind of ruining their lives.
Yeah.
If they don't talk to someone about it,
mm-hmm.
like there's nothing to be shameful about.
Yeah, I know that everyone's story is different, but I think some aspects of it, like of masturbation and like watching porn, it almost comes from, I need to just take care of this myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of girls start down that path. Maybe they're in a relationship with someone who is sexually selfish. If they're not believers and they're just, you know, getting freaky all the time
mm-hmm.
and that man is, you know, getting off and then they go to sleep and they don't talk about it at all. And the girl's like missing out, right? That's communication. Like if you can't communicate about, now I'm talking about married couples, right? Like if I wasn't feeling satisfied, then like we would talk about it,
yeah.
right? But like that doesn't happen when you're in a relationship with someone that you're not married with and you're uncomfortable, and it can almost lead you into just being like, okay, I don't need you anymore. Like I'll please you. That's fine. Cause I want to connect with you and I want you to feel connected to me, but I'll just go take care of the rest by myself.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I know what feels good on mm-hmm. my body,
yeah.
you know, like I think that's how a lot of it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't want to talk about it because it's shameful to just say like, well, I'm either not with someone and still want to do that, or I'm with someone and I'm really unhappy. And then if you claim to be a follower of Jesus and you're in that boat, then it's even more shameful, because then that person could be like, well, why are you even doing that with them in the first place?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think that's kind of how it started.
Yeah.
With a lot of girls. But yeah. Now they're like, yeah, I've struggled with it, but for me, the beginning of it, like as far as like, especially like masturbation, I was super uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't want to touch myself.
Yeah.
Like for a really long time, I was like, this is weird. This yeah. is someone else's job.
Yeah. That was the same thing with me, honey.
Yeah.
I thought yeah. it was really weird.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like I did get comfortable with it for a while,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really glad that I had that feeling towards it,
because
mm-hmm. it got me to there, you know. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I do think that that's something that women don't really talk about.
Yeah. So then well, I guess you kind of answered it. So why are women more ashamed to admit that they lust after men? Like for example, like a guy looks, or a girl is looking at a guy and a guy's in a tank top, or maybe he's shirtless at the gym,
uh-huh.
and her thought is, I wish he was pounding me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I think a lot of girls think that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of girls don't admit it, because guys will openly admit, even like JB, for example.
Yeah.
Him and I will talk about it sometimes. yeah, if I, and I talked to him about it. Yeah, there's a girl over there in that corner. Mm-hmm. I don't go over there.
Yeah.
You know, if she got a big booty,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be a part of that,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I go on the other side of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, my question is, like, why are women ashamed to admit, like, hey, there was this guy in the gym, and I'm not going to lie, I was lusting after him. I kind of wanted him to come home with me
mm-hmm.
and do some cardio at home. You know? I'm being serious.
Yeah, I think.
And also on that point, did you ever have those thoughts before we were dating?
I think, I don't know about the pounding.
Okay.
Because I never really thought about that.
Okay, yeah.
But
that's like, an extreme example. Well, I guess not. Some girls probably do think that.
Yeah. I wasn't sexually driven.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I never like would see a guy and be like, oh yeah, like let's get it on. Yeah. You know, like, that's just not how my brain worked.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, they're kind of attractive. Like, I wonder what they're like. I wonder if they're nice.
Yeah.
But I do think that there are some women that struggle with that, where it's like they see someone and they're like, dang, that would be amazing if he was on top of me right now.
Wow. Yeah. Here we go.
And I think the reason why girls aren't open to talking about lusting that much is because it's kind of same thing with the porn. It's said to be like something that a man struggles with.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And so women don't feel comfortable talking about it because it's like, well, I'm not supposed to be that horny one. I'm not the one with a bunch of testosterone.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to think this way or be this way.
So here's the thing, honey. They think there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, they
do. But in reality, you're actually just human.
Exactly.
It's very freeing to admit that you are human.
Yeah.
Like, think about it.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think that there's prostitutes in the Bible that Jesus had to save? Like, mm-hmm. that they were women.
Yeah.
And they were out there selling their bodies and thinking of men in just sexual ways. And they needed saved just as much as we do.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, it's,
yeah,
it's okay to struggle with anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, there's no such thing as like a man's sin and a woman's sin. Like, truthfully, that's like me saying like, well, you struggle with alcohol. That's a man thing.
Yeah.
I can't struggle with that.
Yeah.
I never did. But that's like me saying that that's not possible because I'm a woman. It's like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Like, we both have needs. Now, do you have more testosterone and are you more sexually driven as a man? Yeah.
Potentially. But there are also probably a
lot of... Our married life has shown that.
Honey!
No. Just, I'm saying like, I would... I'm not trying to like out you, but like...
I'm just attracted to my wife, all right? Get over it.
I'm glad that you are, but it's like the other day I was joking with you. Sometimes Asher comes up and just likes to fake dry hump me, and it's just really funny.
I did not think you were going to say that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I do
that
a lot.
That's why I said I'm not trying to out you. Like, I was getting ready for this podcast and I was trying to do my eyelashes and he just comes up behind me.
Just a little comedy added in.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But the other day or a couple weeks ago, I did it to you and you freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah. She came to the side and started humping my hip. And I was like, what are you doing?
And I was like, I'm just doing payback. You know, you do this to me all the time. And it was really funny. We had a funny moment. But like that instance, like that was weird for you.
Yeah.
Because that's not me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sexually driven, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's why women are afraid to talk about it. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a little insight
really
in our relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really funny when you do it.
I never do it in public, just to let anyone know.
Yeah,
it's always like in private.
It's always at home.
Yeah.
But it's, in a way, you're being funny. In another way, you're sexually driven and you're attracted to your wife, you know? So it's like, it's okay to do that thing, you know? But like, if I were to do it, you'd be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is something happening in your hormones or like, you know, it's, that's just because you have more testosterone. So you just feel that more. But that doesn't mean that women don't feel it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that needs to be talked about more.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with you either. Like, like I like talking about like homosexuality because a lot of believers think that it's like, that's the worst sin in the book.
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're human, bro.
Yeah.
And now I'm not going to sit here and say that people that practice homosexuality are in the right, because they're not. They're in the wrong. In the eyes of God. If you're not a believer, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
All right? I just want to say that. If you're a believer in Jesus, you should not be approving of other people practicing homosexuality. Mm-hmm. Now, what we are commanded to do is accept them. Because if you don't accept them, that's like you being better than that other person.
Yeah.
That person that's practicing homosexuality is just as human as you lusting after the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
They're just attracted to something else. Yeah. And, you know, my prayer is that they lean on Jesus and that they get delivered from that. In the same way, my prayer for you is to lean on Jesus and get delivered from you lusting after that one girl inside the gym, or maybe your girl lusting after that one guy in the gym. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, where it becomes dangerous is if you approve of the homosexual practicing homosexuality, because what you're doing is approving of your own sin, because all of us sin. All of us aren't perfect.
Yeah.
And this is something I talk about in my YouTube video I posted a couple weeks ago. Is, I'm just going to read it. This is Romans 1, starting at verse 32. So, again, you're a believer. You know who God is. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death. Talking about sin. They not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Paul doesn't say, but also accept of those who practice them. We're called to accept everyone. We're not called to approve of everyone's sin. Jesus doesn't approve of anyone's sin.
Yeah.
He accepts people he doesn't approve. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the saying, all sin is sin in God's eyes. I've always said that. And I've always gone along with it, but I never knew that it was biblical until I read this the other day. So this is Luke 13. It says, about this time, Jesus was informed, this is starting at verse one. About this time, Jesus was informed that Pilate had murdered some people from Galilee as they were offering sacrifices at the temple. This is Jesus talking. Do you think those Galileans were worse sinners than all the other people from Galilee? Jesus asked. Is that why they suffered? Not at all. And you will perish too unless you repent of your sins and turn to God.
Here we go.
So he's literally saying, like, you think that all of those people are worse than you? No, they're not.
Yeah.
You're all sinning.
Yeah.
And you're all not repenting.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that person struggling with that, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
There's no one that's worse than the other person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just thought that was really good.
I just hope that question frees some women.
Yeah.
I just know women struggle with that, or I actually didn't know. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Now that I know.
I think
Go tell your girlfriend you watch porn.
Yeah.
Seriously.
There needs to be more discussion in women life groups, or if you have a mentor. I have a mentor that's a woman, and it's really good to talk about those kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, like, open up. And if they're like, what's going on? You don't want them in your life.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they don't make you feel comfortable, obviously I'm not telling you to open up to a stranger.
Yeah.
But if open up to someone that you feel comfortable with, you know, and be honest.
Okay. Here's a really, really fun question, honey.
Okay.
I want you to just be completely honest with me.
Is this another hard question?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't know. Maybe. So, in the church, are women competitive in wanting to get married, have kids, have a family, etc., to grow a status in the church?
Oh. Wow, I don't know. I have to think about it. I don't know. Like, what do you mean by status? Like, just be someone that someone else looks up to, kind of thing?
No, status is in, like, I want people to know that we have a healthy family.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, chasing marriage and having kids so that either your life group or younger girls that you're mentoring think that you're doing really well.
Boom.
I would say there might be some women who think that way.
Yeah.
I don't think that, I don't think it's as common.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say that it's possible. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's
not the answer I thought you were going to say. Yeah, a lot of girls do it.
Yeah. I mean, I've never met someone.
Oh, really?
Done that. Yeah. But it's always been like a not that they were chasing status, but it was kind of like our story happened so fast. Like I met a lot of women that were like that, like got married and now they're, this one couple just had a baby like 6 months later. So it was like they were right on top of it to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see hers as like bragging or yeah. like trying to get a status. It was just like, I'm just doing what the Lord. Maybe that's just because I was around really godly women that just wanted that for themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think it's that common.
Okay. No. It was just a question. I didn't know.
And again, it could be, I could be totally wrong because I've never been around them, but I think it's kind of hard to fake getting married and having kids and being happy. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm being honest,
yeah.
Like it would be really hard for me to fake just like get married really fast and be like really happy so that I have like status and that I feel like I'm, I think there's some girls that maybe talk about it like, oh yeah, I'm with my boyfriend. We're going to get married, even though they've never had a conversation because they don't want someone to think that they're like in a childish relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think that's common.
Yes.
I think that's really, really common.
Yes.
Or like, oh yeah, we've talked about it. Like, cause you want people to take you seriously.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yes.
I do think that that's very common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I think it's kind of hard to fake it, you know, like to get married and have kids right away.
I would say on that point, honey, sometimes I would say, yeah, she's my girlfriend. I'm about to get engaged though. Because it was so so quick for us. Mm-hmm. I wanted people to think we were serious.
Yeah.
I would say that to some people.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's very common.
Yeah.
Now, for the girls who haven't talked about it and
are saying that, yikes.
You're just maybe embarrassed.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
you feel like people won't accept you if you just have a boyfriend that you haven't talked about that with. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the people that I know that are in relationships, one person in particular, they've openly talked about getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's inevitable.
Yeah. So this kind of goes on the question you asked me the first episode. Do women act more, Proverbs 31, around men they want to have a relationship with, but behind closed doors, they don't practice being Proverbs 31 woman?
Yes.
Okay.
1,000%.
Yeah.
That's something that's really common or really sad.
Yeah.
And I think it goes both ways. That's why I asked you that question too.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a lot of people that like, one of your friends opened up to you and said that he was talking to someone and they were like, hey, I'm not on the same level.
Yeah.
You know? And they were honest.
Uh-huh.
I just find like I have way more respect for those kind of people than to just fake it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you can tell if someone's truly a believer or not. Mm-hmm. Like I had a guy tell me that he was a believer. We had a conversation. We talked about things. He literally made fun of his friend for being his accountability partner.
Mm.
Like we went to church and watched a sermon about sex before marriage. And we were hanging out after and his, like they were talking about accountability partners. They separated the men and the women when they talked about it. But like we went to go hang out later and his friend called him when we were hanging out and he was like, hey man, I'm just being your accountability partner. And he literally like had, like he was like, oh yeah, it's all good, man. Yeah. Like talked him off the phone and then turned to me and said, yeah, he just called me trying to be my accountability partner. Like what? And like literally made fun of him. And I was like, whoa, hold on. I thought we were Christians. Like, why are you making fun of someone for holding you accountable? You know, like
I need more of that. Shoot. I wish I had more accountability partners.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
More the merrier.
Yeah.
I'm messing up every minute. Yeah,
but it was very obvious that like he wasn't fully pursuing the Lord. So I think it's kind of hard to fake it. But I do think that there's a lot of girls that think that they can get away with it.
Yeah.
And
the desperate woman tries to find the desperate guy.
Well, you know what's really sad is a lot of times what happens is she tries to fake it and she fakes it just long enough for the guy to fall head over heels for her. And then it comes out and then he ends up staying with her because that's all he knows. And now he thinks he has to be with her when really she was just putting on the front the whole time. And now he has to put up with the real her who's not really a woman of God at all. And that's when it gets really unfortunate because it's like you literally fell for the trap. you are so desperate for a relationship and for marriage that you're willing to settle for a person that was faking it. After you find out that they were faking it, you decide to stay with them because you're not secure in who you are as a person and who Jesus created you to be. And this goes both ways. This is not just women doing it to men. It's men doing it to women as well. Because I think, unfortunately, a lot of times women are weaker.
Yeah.
I have found out through being with you that men are actually really weak as well in that area. In my head, it was like, I always assumed that guys
were just mean like with my ex-girlfriends and stuff?
And people you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I used to think that guys would just be like not putting up with anything because my exes didn't.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, oh, I just assumed that every guy was like, yo, you're going to treat me like that? Yeah, no, see you later. And actually, guys are really insecure and they'll stay with girls because they don't think that there's anyone else, or they fell in love with the person that they were pretending to be at the beginning.
Ooh. Wow, that's stinky.
Yeah. So unfortunately, it does happen a lot. And why would you... That's the same thing that we talked about in your episode, right? Like, why would you start a relationship in a way that you can't keep up with?
That you can't finish.
Yeah. It's like you can only... That's why a lot of times... This is funny. A lot of times people will say, give it 3 to 6 months to make sure that you're with someone that's like actually like that, right? And I heard this before I gave my life to Jesus. They were like, give it like 3 to 6 months. And like, if you make it past then like that's truly who they are. And you can decide whether or not you want to be with them. Well, my relationships, my high school relationship, especially 2-3 months in, a huge drama thing happened between us where he called me a freezer. I told you the story.
I just think that's so funny to me.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Not only did he call me a freezer, he called me a freezer to 2 girls that he was friends with and was making fun of me to them. And they both liked him. Okay.
Yeah.
I find out from a girl that's my friend is friends with one of the girls, actually both of them. And they sit down and tell me at the lunch table. And I walk through my entire high school lunch, bawling my eyes out, embarrassed. Okay. We were 2-3 months into the relationship. I could have easily walked away so easily. And I would have still had all my friends in my life. Nope. What did I do? I hung on because I fell in love, quote unquote. I was so young. I didn't know what I was doing. I liked him for who he was 2 months before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I held on to, no, this is what he's truly like.
Yeah.
This will come back.
Yeah.
And I did that for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
Yeah. He still called you a freezer.
It got worse.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Same thing happened with my college relationship. It started out all fine and dandy. Everything was great. Talked about wanting to have kids and getting married. And we get a year and a half into the relationship. And I'm like, all right, dude, I have a job. I live on my own. What are we doing here? Like, do you see us getting married? He couldn't answer the question.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Yeah.
Like, why am I putting up with this? But I stayed with him for a year and a half because of who he was at the beginning. But when you're a follower of Jesus, this is where I was going with this. When you're a follower of Jesus, it's different. Like, we started talking June 3rd. We started dating July 2nd. And we got engaged September 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you haven't changed. We haven't even known each other for a full year yet. Mm-hmm. Almost. Today's the 23rd. So it's coming up on a full year of actually knowing each other. Nothing's changed. You've been the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're evolving in your relationship with Jesus and you're growing as a man, yes. But you still treat me the same way you did when we first met.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm confident. I was confident in you only after a couple months because I knew where your heart was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you were with Jesus. So if someone's not like having a relationship with Jesus and they're faking it, well, obviously they're going to change and they're going to go back to what they're truly like, you know? It happens so often. It happened to me so many times. My heart goes out for all those people that think that they're stuck and holding on to what the person used to be like. Cause it's like, that's not them. That's not them at all. They reeled you in. it's like fishing. They reeled you in. They hooked you. They reeled you in. And then you were stuck with them. And you don't want to jump back in the water.
Yeah.
To go find someone else.
Yeah.
There's so many fish in the sea.
Yeah. Yeah, you answered the next question. My next question was, why do women hold on to relationships they know they should let go of? But you just answered that.
Well, I think that's part of it.
Yeah. Well,
I could definitely go more in depth.
My next part was, why do they try to mom their boyfriend around?
Okay. Yeah, so I think part of the reason why people hang on to relationships, women, is because they do fall in love or start dating someone that they really like, and then it was not truly them, and then they're like holding on to the person that they started dating. Does that make sense? Like mm-hmm. we just said.
Yeah.
And then I think another aspect of that is because they've had sex or been really intimate and they feel stuck. I wish someone would have told me that being young. After I gave my life to Jesus, I did a lot of searching on why God designed sex for marriage and why it's not okay when you're dating people. And I was taught, oh, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Don't do it. Don't wear this. Don't turn men on. Don't. And no one sat me down and explained, this is why.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happens. And literally, when you have sex with someone, it goes off in your brain the same way it does when you do a drug.
Yeah.
And you are emotionally and physically bonding with that person. You are giving yourself to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just dating, you're going to feel stuck. And you're going to feel literally trapped in that relationship because you've done everything with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, I can't go anywhere now. Or you're blind to everything that's going on around you because you've done that, right? If we would have had sex right away and you threw up red flags, actually, let's go back. Before I met you, I would go on dates, not intimate, red flags, see you later, instantly. There was, even if we were like kind of dating, I wouldn't say that I like really had a boyfriend, but there was guys that I went through phases where I was like talking for a couple months and it was like going in that direction. And then something would happen and I would be like, you know what? Like one guy, I was like, we're just not on the same page, like with God. Like he believed in God. He was a really good guy, really sweet, but like wasn't pursuing him as much as I was. And it made me question his relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't think that you could help me grow in that either. So I had to cut it off. But if we would have had sex, I don't know if I would have done that.
Yeah.
You know, I would have held on. I would have been like, no, we can make it work. Like,
you would
we
have
can
justified your
this.
Relationship with God. Just
oh,
to,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it would have been really sad. So I'm really glad that that's something that God immediately removed from my head. Like when I gave my life to him, it was like, you're not going to have sex with anyone until you're married.
Yeah.
Like that's just not going to happen.
That's what happened with me too.
Yeah. I think that that's another reason. And that's why youth pastors and pastors in general, when they're speaking to the younger generation, stress it so much, because it's not just like, oh, it's just an action that we can do together, you know, to bond. No, you're literally tying yourself to them
mm-hmm.
emotionally. And you are going to feel stuck. Like,
yeah, I'm glad, you know, you and I had sex on our wedding night because I love being tied to you. Sexy hottie.
Honey, yeah. I love being tied to you too. And it was very emotional because it was like, dang, I just became one with this man and I literally married him and we're spending the rest of our lives together and I love him with all of my heart. Like it was just...
It's just so much better.
It was so... I literally bawled my eyes out.
Like you can't tell me having sex with your boyfriend or girlfriend is the same level as you having sex with your husband. I've done both.
Yeah.
And I'm going to choose my wife every day.
Yeah.
Like, or I'm going to choose marriage over a hookup or whatever. Mm-hmm. Bro, like...
And you don't have to question anything.
Yeah.
We woke up the next day and it was like, yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's not like, where are your clothes at? I got to get ready for the day. Let me kick you out. No.
And it's also not embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not embarrassing either. It's like, yeah,
here we are.
Yeah.
Free.
So much. Yeah. Yeah. If you're over here dating your boyfriend and girlfriend and, you know, you really want to have sex with them, bro, just please wait. Yeah. Because it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. You may know the person mm-hmm. that you're dating right now. Mm-hmm. Trust me, you don't know them until you have married them mm-hmm. and you move in with them. And yeah. then that's when sex gets cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. I yeah. mean, Michelle and I can go in the kitchen and have sex right now.
Yeah, we could.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. It's our house, our rules. We can do whatever we want.
Not embarrassed.
Yeah, not embarrassed by it. Yeah, or not ashamed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think aside from like being intimate and all of that and having a guy reel you in and make you feel stuck, I think sometimes girls can stay in relationships and guys out of insecurity.
Yeah.
Like they can't find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. This is it. Like, that's how I felt in high school.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I have no friends. I literally only talk to him. I'm super isolated. Like, if I leave him, my life is, like, shattered. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really going to be alone then. You know? And that's why it took me until I was in college by myself to just be like, you know what? It really doesn't matter now because we're not even in the same city anymore. So, see you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Know? So, next question. Almost done, honey.
Okay.
What is an insecurity in women that y'all don't like to talk about, but men should know most women are insecure about?
Oh, this is such a general question because I think women struggle with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I want to instantly go to looks, like something about looks or like the way that their body is, because that's kind of from what I've seen. And the girls that I've talked about, that's like the biggest thing that they struggle with is like body image. And that's what causes a lot of anxiety and depression. And yeah. they just like bring on so much stuff because of those insecurities. And
can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
That I think will help a lot of women. And I really hope this doesn't come off like mean. If a guy doesn't think you look good, he's not going to be with you.
Yeah.
Like, looks is a big thing for men.
Yeah.
If I didn't think you were pretty, honey, or you were very much overweight, I wouldn't be with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't think you would be with me either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I hope that helps a girl.
Luckily, you're the handsomest guy.
Okay. Ever. All right. We got 20 more minutes. Then we can take this to the bedroom.
It's so funny because Asher and I we always watch something before we go to bed because we have a TV in our room now. And
first time forever in my life. Had to wait until I got married.
Yeah. It probably won't stay in there though, will it? When we get a house?
I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see. But we'll be watching something. Like right now we're watching Suits. That's our show.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. And I don't, sometimes you catch me, sometimes you don't, but I'll just like look over at you and just stare at you because I'm just yeah. like, ah, oh, he's so handsome.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, yes, that's a very good point. But I think aside from like dating someone, girls assume that they're just going to get judged off of what they look like. And they're sometimes afraid to open the door, like in communication with men about like being in a relationship or going on a date or something, because they're insecure on whether or not that guy likes them. And it usually comes down to looks. I would say that's probably the biggest. It also doesn't help that there's a bunch of women on...
Yes.
Buddy decided to join the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see him. He's sitting next to his daddy. He's a daddy's boy.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, honey.
I think there's a lot of overconsumption online of girls and how they look. And a lot of girls feel comfortable taking mirror pictures like super tiny or looking a certain way, you know, or having their makeup all done. big lips, like whatever it may be, hair all done. And then it just makes you feel insecure as a woman to see that all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think that also doesn't help. But I think men are very aware that women struggle with body image or just how they look in general. And I think that that's why there's so many ways that we can enhance our look compared to men. Right?
Like we put on
makeup, we can do our hair, we can get our nails done. We can get Botox if that's your thing.
There we go.
Not for me. Yeah. Lip filler.
Boob job.
Eyelashes.
Butt like lift.
You can do all of those things to enhance your look. And not all, but I think a lot of times it does come down to insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some girls, like, I wear makeup barely ever when we're filming and when we go to church, pretty much. Like, I'll go to the grocery store with you with no makeup on. It's okay. Like, I didn't used to be that way.
Yeah.
But I'm very secure in our relationship and who I am and who Jesus made me to be, to look like without it. You know, back in the day, I didn't have that. In Bible times, I don't think that they had makeup.
Yeah, know? I don't think girls were putting mascara on.
Yeah.
I don't think they know what that was.
Yeah, no, they didn't. But I think men are very aware of that because of how enhanced women feel like they need to be, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
It does.
Okay.
All right. Last question. This is completely opinion based.
Okay.
All right. And it's kind of a yes or no question.
Okay. But I can expand.
Yeah.
All right.
Do women secretly love the look that they get from guys at church if they are wearing a nice dress? Because most women say, no, I don't like it when guys look at me. Secretly, do they actually like the attention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're wearing that dress to get noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all the times. Like, I dress up for church just, well, sometimes. It's been kind of iffy lately. I've just been wearing, like, regular stuff. But I enjoy doing it because I sit in a t-shirt all day at my desk at home, you know? So wearing nicer clothes, like tonight we're going on a date night and I'll probably wear actual clothes and not just this, you know?
Yeah. And then no clothes later.
Honey. Sorry. this episode is so not PG.
Sorry.
Family friendly. Honey.
Yeah.
No, but I do think that.
So funny. Your mom watches these. She's going to be like, my son-in-law just talks about having sex with my daughter. Like,
you know what's funny though? Like when you were
But here's the thing. She's like, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And it's funny because when she was here for our wedding, like she was in town, even before we were married, you would make comments about me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh, Lynn, your daughter is so beautiful. It was like, I forget what you would say. You'd say, oh, she's a smoking hot rocket or something, you know? Or you, I don't know the things that you would say, but like, and then after we were married, she was still here.
Yeah.
And you would do something or say something. And it was like very obvious that you were in love with me, you know, like just from the things that you did. And we'll probably do that around kids, mm-hmm. our kids. Like it's okay to show that, but it's just funny because she's just like, oh, they're just so in love. It's not like,
yeah,
hey, that's kind of weird to think about. It's like we literally told her what happened the night of our wedding and like how I literally cried, and she was just like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, you know, it's just really special and you guys bonded. And it's like, hello, I don't know how many other people could talk about that with their mom.
Yeah,
we love her.
I'm over here like, yeah. Yeah, mom, I had sex with your daughter. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you guys. Yeah. Thanks, mom.
That makes me think of, have you seen those videos where a couple will get married and then they'll go see their friends like the day after?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, everyone obviously knows what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the room is silent.
Yeah.
It's just really funny.
Yeah. It's really freeing to talk to your mom about it, though.
It is. It is. 1,000%.
Because I talked to my dad about it, too.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't think I was ever going to have a relationship either with my future wife's parents or even my parents in the future.
Yeah.
Or in the past. That when I was younger, like mm-hmm. thinking future wise, mm-hmm. if I was going to have a relationship like that, if I could be open to talk about it
yeah.
in case something happens, or maybe, I don't know, just like I want to talk about it and mm-hmm. not be weirded out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad we have that, you know, relationship. We can be open about it,
yeah.
but continue, honey.
Yeah.
Do women look for
I don't know
attention?
How we got on that topic.
Yeah. I don't know. You're just sexy.
Oh, here we go. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that they do appreciate the looks. They might like act embarrassed or like,
yeah.
you know, but
so what my question is, why do girls do that? Why can't they just be like, oh no, I'm wearing this dress specifically to get attention.
They don't want to admit it. They don't want to seem like they're trying, like they're desperate or something.
Hmm.
I wouldn't say that I dressed a certain way for attention though. When I went, like before we dated, when I was still at home, but like when I would go to church and I would wear nice things, it would be like, oh, it's really nice for like someone to notice it. You know, like,
well, because
to get a look if I'm like wearing a dress and like, cause I served every other weekend in the nursery. So I had to wear a t-shirt and leggings
yeah.
or else I wouldn't be able to sit on the ground with
yeah.
the babies.
Yeah.
So like those days I like didn't really care,
yeah.
you know, but like if I was actually wearing like a really cute, nice outfit, like I wanted to be noticed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, because I've been in the fitness industry for 5 years now and I hear it all the time. Oh, I don't wear it for other people. I wear it for me, whether this is guys or girls.
Mm-hmm.
No, fam. When I was shredded with the six pack at Alphaline Alphaland,
mm-hmm.
No. I specifically took my shirt off so all the women in the room could look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just be honest and say that?
Yeah.
If you are a woman who wears a bra and shorts where you can see your butt crack, why can't you just be honest and say, yeah, no, I personally really like the attention I get from guys.
Yeah.
I have a glute pump.
Yeah.
I love it when guys look at my butt.
Yeah.
It makes me feel appreciated for the hard work I put in.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just admit that?
Yeah.
Like, why are we beating around the bush saying, I do it for myself? Bro, if you were doing it for comfort and for yourself, you know what you would be wearing? Sweatpants.
Yeah.
And a baggy t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're wearing at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I live with a woman.
Yeah.
You know what Michelle wears? Sweatpants and baggy t-shirts. Or leggings.
And big sweatshirts.
Yeah. Yeah. She don't be going around those booty shorts.
Yeah.
With a spandex bra.
Yeah. And if I am, trying to get something.
Yeah. Hey! Chill out.
But there's a purpose.
But, yeah, but that kind of proves my point. Literally, you're doing that to reveal something to me. I don't know, bro, because just to go back on that video I posted a month ago where I was like, to really, you know, treasure our bodies as God wants us to
yeah.
is to not reveal, you know, ourselves,
honor our bodies
is to wear revealing clothing. People take that way out of context. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you're shirtless in your profile. You're wearing a tank top or she's wearing leggings, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, y'all got to know the heart posture behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you are wearing revealing clothes in wanting to get attention, you're not honoring your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can truly look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is comfortable when I work out. So I'll give y'all an example. When I do a back workout or an arm workout, it's very uncomfortable for me to wear a t-shirt because the back of my lat gets
ripped.
Okay. My lat and my t-shirt gets caught in my armpit.
Yeah.
And it gets very uncomfortable. Do you ever see me do this, honey?
Yeah.
It's because my skin gets caught.
Yeah.
And because my lat's wide.
Yeah.
So when I wear a tank top, it doesn't do that
mm-hmm.
because my lat's free. And that's why I do that. Now, of course, I'm not going to take the time and explain to these people why I do that in the comment section for so-called believers. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they're believers. Everyone calls themselves a believer nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, my point is why can't we just be honest with ourselves?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fam, if you like wearing booty shorts to the gym
yeah.
because you want to get attention from this one guy, you yeah. want his number,
yeah.
why can't you just look at yourself in the mirror and say that?
Yeah.
And I'm not calling out women. I'm calling out men, too.
Yeah.
If you think you look really good in those gray sweatpants with an imprint,
yeah.
why can't you just be honest with yourself and be like, hey, there's this really hot girl that goes to the gym at this time, and I kind of want her to see my imprint.
Yeah.
Why can't we be honest with ourselves, man?
Yeah.
yeah. Stop lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much more freeing if you're just honest and be like, yeah, I mean, I kind of want some attention.
Yeah.
You know? Now, when you're married, that's a whole nother question. That's a whole nother problem. If you're wearing stuff to get attention from other people and you're married, yikes. If you're single, that's one thing. Because when I was single, I was a believer and I was doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. I was a believer.
Yeah.
And I was wearing stuff and wanting to get attention from women at my gym. What's wrong with admitting that?
Yeah.
You know? It's not like I was having sex with them.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to get attention.
Yeah.
So it bothers me how we can't be just honest with ourselves with that. I don't know why people think it's embarrassing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, nah, bro, when I was single and I had an arm pump going on and I had abs, I took my shirt off and I was taking videos, flexing. I would get closer to some women that I found attractive just to do bicep curls next to. Just to maybe get attention. What's wrong with saying that? Mm-hmm. You know? And I bet there were times, honey, where there was a good-looking guy in your gym. You got a booty pump. That booty be looking really nice when it's pumped. I've seen it. I'm talking about yours. Mm-hmm. And you may be close to a guy when you were single. Not now, obviously. And you may have gotten close to because you're like, maybe. Check me out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Although, you did work out at a Planet Fitness, so... with a bunch of high schoolers. So I don't know. However, some girls do that.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys do that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I was with the 5 a.m. crowd. So it was actually a bunch of 50-year-olds.
Right. You did go at 5 a.m.
But there, like that summer, I got more comfortable just working out in my sports bra. And in that phase, it was because I had spent most of my fitness journey insecure that I was finally to a point where I was like, I actually feel comfortable working out in this. Now, were there times where I was like, yeah, maybe I want someone to notice? Yeah. I never did the really short thing though. I never got on that train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never hike your shorts up. They're always like,
I pull them down.
Yeah. Constantly. You pull them down. Yeah.
I can't stand that. But like, the bra thing was like just stomach insecurities.
Yeah.
Cause I had like a lot of skinny fat when I started my journey. So I was having a hard time losing weight in the area. That's where I get my weight right away. Mm-hmm. As soon as I start gaining weight, and that's where I hold on to it the most. I think a lot of women are that way. So in that phase of my fitness journey, I finally got comfortable not having a shirt on and just working out in like my sports bra and leggings. And that's why I did it. But again, there was probably part of me that was like, oh, hey, I want someone to notice, you know, like I want someone to look at me. But yeah, I do think that that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
The gym is totally separate from like dressing nice.
Yeah.
But I do think that there are some girls that go above and beyond for approval, either from other girls or men, right? Like if you want, a girl to be friends with you and you feel the need to look a certain way, like our friend group, I went to dinner with one of our friends the other night and she had no makeup on and her hair in a ponytail. And I didn't know what she was going to be dressed like because she said she was coming from work. So I was like, I don't know if she wears makeup, if she looks nice. So I put some makeup on and put a cute little romper on. It was still fine.
Yeah.
You know, but like the last dinner that we had, I showed up comfortable, right? Like the other girl that we're friends with, like we go over to their house and she's in like sweatpants and a t-shirt, you know, like we're not trying to impress each other. But I do think that there could be an aspect of like, I feel like I need to dress really nice to get approval, you know? Yeah, I definitely think that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we covered everything. Yeah. Thank y'all for watching. Hope this
I'm leaving that in.
Hopefully, this freed somebody that's watching.
Yeah.
That's our prayer.
Be vulnerable.
Yeah.
With each other.
Yeah. And if any of that part made you very upset, don't go to the comment section and type a bunch of you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. Take a second, man.
Now, everyone has their own convictions. We've said this many times. Janine Amapola posts workout videos on her Instagram page, and she's got a long line bra on, meaning it comes down a little, it kind of meets, kind of like the picture I posted on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't get convicted when it's longer and there's like barely any skin showing. Like everyone has their own convictions. Yeah. Now with this quote unquote titty bra that people keep calling it from Gymshark that purposely reveals most of your boobs, I would not feel comfortable wearing that.
Yeah.
Like I'll wear it in the bedroom. Sure. Not out in public.
I'm right? getting lucky. Stop. I'm getting lucky. No, tonight. But
like Jenny didn't get convicted doing that, right? The woman on JP's podcast, she was like, I don't understand why girls wear crop tops and how they don't get convicted.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our own different convictions. Like we're just saying in general, there's probably a lot of women and a lot of men that will dress a certain way for approval.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is what it is. Yeah. Like I remember every single time I was either insecure in a relationship or had just gotten out of one, I immediately went online and ordered revealing clothing.
Yeah.
I got crop tops. I got tank tops that revealed a lot, booty shorts, like, and I would purposely dress that way because I was insecure and I wanted someone to validate me because mm-hmm. I wasn't getting that either in my relationship or at all,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And I went through a phase where I bought so much. I still actually have a shirt. I should show it to you.
Yes, please.
But I bought all of those clothes out of insecurities because my ex in college was following and liking a bunch of girls online who were being really revealing. And I was like, oh, okay, is this what you want? Is this what I have to do to get your approval and your love? Then sure, I'm going to do that. Now with you, I don't feel that way. Hello. I'm in my pajamas most of the time. Most I have of the time. No makeup on.
Most of the time.
My glasses on.
So hot.
My hair in a bun.
Even hotter.
And I don't feel like I need to dress a certain way or look a certain way to get your approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So everyone's different and everyone has their own yeah. convictions.
So but that's what we're saying.
Be comfortable with who you are and yeah. who God created you to be and be open to convictions mm-hmm. and don't ignore them or justify them.
Yeah.
If you wear a really revealing bra and booty shorts to the gym and you're like, you know what? I probably shouldn't be doing this. I'm kind of looking for attention. And first of all, you don't want to attract a man who's attracted to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's very true.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If I knew that that would attract you and I purposely wore that, it's like, okay, well now I know what you want from me.
Yeah, exactly.
You clearly don't want me for me. You want me for looking a certain way.
Yeah.
So just use your discernment and make yeah. sure that you're open to those convictions
yeah.
and the Lord changing that part of you.
Yeah. So again, before y'all go down in the comment section and type a bunch of stuff, take some time to reflect, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a different opinion, that's completely okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the comment section is y'all's opportunity to talk about what you feel is correct.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to correct ours.
And yeah, again,
it's an opinion.
Don't try and correct ours because it is an opinion.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, it probably will not sway Michelle and I's opinion at all.
Now, I will say that if I had a conversation with Jesus in person right now and I said, hey, would you be okay with me wearing this really revealing bra and booty shorts to the gym? And he would probably say, why do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he would probably check me.
Yeah.
And he would have, Jesus answers questions with questions.
With questions. Yeah.
He would ask me where my heart is and why I feel the need to do that.
Or he would say, you know what's written.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you asking me this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually asking like the Jewish leaders or usually mm-hmm. telling the Jewish leaders that mm-hmm. because they've literally memorized the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. Love that's you guys. It. See y'all next week.
I just got slammed by my husband.
Yeah.
With questions.
Next week's going to be a juicy one. What are we talking about next week, honey?
Yeah. So, oh, that's what we're going to do next time. Okay. So next
Super
week.
Super excited. Write it down.
Stay tuned. I will.
Okay.
Mark your notifications on because we're going to talk about sex before marriage mm-hmm. as an example.
Yep.
But more importantly, people justifying their sin.
Yes. Justifying their sin. Yep.
Very juicy because we've gotten a lot of questions and we've had a lot of conversations about that particular topic.
Yeah.
And what we hear in response is a lot of justification.
Yeah.
And if you start justifying one thing, you're going to start justifying a lot. I'm not going to go too far in detail.
Yep. Y'all are going to get slammed in a couple weeks, though, or next week.
We need to hear it, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, y'all are going to get slammed next week with a bunch of Bible. Mm-hmm. Hope y'all are ready for a Bible episode. Michelle and I have a lot of stuff going on. That's why we film these episodes back to back. It was very easy for us to prepare for and film. Takes a lot of time, just to let you guys know, like editing these videos and stuff like that. But we love you guys. Thank you all for hopping on. See y'all next week on the Tripod.